everyone, welcome to my third blog. So today, the 5th of May, marks 64 days until I leave for Scotland. I'll be leaving on the 8th of July, but I have about 2 months before I have to start semester. Semester doesn't start until September, and so I've planned a whole heap of European trips, which I thought I would just brag about today. So it's all very exciting. So what I did was, is I went to the travel agent and just got a whole heap of these guys. And started going through them. They come out backwards. I'm not really sure why, but you get the idea. So yeah, I just started going through and researched what countries I wanted to go to, what each of the tours offered, that sort of thing, and budget cost, of course. So what I settled on was a 29-day Contiki. Takes me to some really cool places, including Paris. I'll go to the French Riviera and do some wine tasting. We'll go through Italy, down to the Greek islands, where I'll stay in an island resort, and we'll do a whole heap of water sports, water skiing, parasailing, which I'm not really sure what that is, but it sounds really cool. I'll go up to Austria, Prague in the Czech Republic, the Swiss Alps, Amsterdam, and Germany. Never been to any of those places in my life, and so I'm really excited to see all the stuff they have to offer. I also booked a Croatian cruise with Busabout, so that is a week cruise. In Croatia, you go from Split right down to Dubrovnik and then back up again, and you live on the boat the whole time, and then you just get to go inland and explore Croatia while sailing through its beautiful waters. So that's really exciting, and I really can't wait to leave. So all of that, you might be thinking, costs a lot of money, but it's all going to be okay because uni gives you money, which is good. So you get about a $6,000 grant per semester that you study. I'm going for 2 semesters, so I'll get hopefully up to $12,000. And then there's also a $1,500 grant. So they just give you that money, so you don't have to pay it back. $1,500 for the first semester and $500 for the second semester. So there's a whole heap of money there. Also, if you're either independent or over 22, you'll get Centrelink money while you're studying overseas. So even though you're not in Australia, you'll still get that money. And then, of course, if you put your mind to it, you can also save quite a bit of cash. So if you're kind of looking at going in 12 months' time, start saving now, work your butt off, and it'll all come together and you'll be able to do a whole heap of travel while studying at the same time. So that means you get to go and see the world, but you won't have to put your studies on hold and you won't have to wait another year before you finish because you've gone off and done your travel. So that's all from me today. I hope I inspired you to get out into the world and travel and see all it has to offer. So thanks. I'll see you guys next time.